Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So, Harry Graves and Anthony Deers back here at beautiful Tioga Central School. Full moon night, and we have ourselves an opportunity to bring you football in probably a game that will see the Tigers advancing to the playoffs and maybe Sydney just picking up their crossover games for games 8 and 9. It is right now a 4-touchdown lead for the Tioga Tigers. 27-0 they lead it. Both teams coming back on the field. And we're going to have football coming up for you shortly.
It's interesting, Harry. Throughout the entire time, for most of the time, where both teams are in the locker discussing halftime, Tanner Folk was out here practicing his kicks, first at the 20, then the 25, then at the 30. And his determination to become a good place kicker is very impressive to me at such a young age, because you rarely see that in high school.
Do you think that we will see a field goal attempt if he is anywhere near in that area? The fact that the coach is allowing him to sit out here and practice may be an indication of what we might be seeing later in this game.
Well, if it's anything like last week, Harry, it was the exact same situation. Tioga had a comfortable lead, and they sent out Folk to practice kicks in the exact same way, and he made a field goal in the second half. So we'll see if that trend continues.
Well, on top of that, we were watching Harry, and he was popping through. And one of the things that also impresses me, and here again, it may be that they were assigned, but to have three or four ball boys who are out here retrieving the kicks that he was making, maybe it's something for them to do. Maybe it's something for them to run around and stay warm on a chilly night. Goodness knows. It could be any one of a number of reasons, but he had lots of help. So if we look at the offensive line for the Tigers, it's going to be Zach Kelsey, Mike Malella. We had Jake Howland in there in the first half at center. We don't know if he's going to be making that appearance again. Check on the near side. No, it's nope, 54 is out of there. Carter Jackson is in there, and Dylan Babcock, Josh Kickhart, and Keegan Brink are the tight ends, and we are just about ready to go. The ball is going to be gathered in, let's see, by Jeff Lynch.
Yes.
So Jeff Lynch is the man who settles it under and gets it. We're off and ready to go. 27-0 is our score.
Yeah, good recovery that time by Lynch, who initially struggled with picking up the loose ball, but was able to generate a few yards going forward after he located that football.
And they finally will put him in the play. We'll call it about the 27-28-yard line. It'll be first and 10. For Tioga, Ryan Ferguson back in there, quarterback again. He takes a long count. He keeps it on the ground. He goes in there. It was a two that I saw. Who is that going to be? Is that going to be our old buddy Adam Zwerlein?
Zwerlein.
So Zwerlein will pick up about five as he will get across now the 35-yard line.
Second down and one.
Picks up about eight and a half yards.
I run that time by Zwerlein, and we've seen that trend in Tioga to have Zwerlein come in the second half and keep that running game pumping throughout the game.
Zwerlein we saw sparingly used in the first half. Now the ball will be kept on the ground. It is going to be Jesse Manuel who tests the right side. Manuel manages to get across the 40-yard line to about the 42, and it will be a first down.
And Sam Bryden that time was able to make the tackle, and thank goodness he did, because how many times have we seen Jesse Manuel with enough room to the outside take it all the way for the score? That was a big tackle that time by Bryden.
11 minutes even on the clock, period number three. Ferguson takes his time and keeps the ball on the ground to Brad Jump, jumps to the left side, has lots of running room, and he will go the distance and in for the touchdown. That one started at the 42-yard line. And if there are no penalty flags at all, and I don't see any, that is going to be a 58-yard touchdown run for Brad Jump. 5'4", junior, 167 pounds, and he has made it a 33-0 ball game.
And that time, I really have to talk about the play fake by Ferguson. Really had me convinced that he was going to give that ball to Manuel again, and I think it confused Sydney's defense as well.
So the ball is going to be a point after attempt kick. The snap down to Ferguson, the kick by Tanner Falk, and the officials throw their arms up, and it is going to be now 34-0. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say it was another fantastic kick that time by Folk. He just has that kicker mentality where he patiently waits for that snap, and his timing as far as getting to the ball before the rush could really recognize that the ball's been snapped is really just perfect.
The thing that I still haven't gotten is the kickoffs. After the point after is up and through, now it will be Folk who comes out and will tee up the football, but so far in this game, at least, he has not kicked it off. And again, he is the man who puts down the tee. He is the man who is going to tee it up. And we will see if it is going to be number 65 in there. That is going to be Carter Jackson who actually kicks it.
Perhaps it's an attempt at confusing the return man at, you know, which direction the ball is going to come out.
But they've done it every time this time.
At this point, you know, it's repetitive. I couldn't quite give you a better explanation than that. And, yeah, Jackson's going to kick it.
Oh, Jackson not only kicks it, he puts a good foot behind it. The ball will be hit by Shunk down at the, let's see, about the 25-yard line. And it's finally going to go out of bounds. And we'll have to wait and spot where they put it down. It's going to be inside the 30, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of the 26, 27-yard line. And the Sydney Warriors will take over from there. It has been our pleasure to bring you these games week after week throughout the season. We hope you'll be back for weeks 8 and 9. Dropping back is Vibbert. Vibbert, beautiful pass. It is going to be caught by number 8, Tanner Shunk, but the officials are going to say that it was caught on the first bounce. Incomplete.
Shunk angry at himself that time, taking a long time to get up. That ball was a bit of a difficult catch for him to reach it, but he wanted that one.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing of it was that he was already, I say already down, when he dove for it, there wasn't anybody around him, and he wasn't going to be able to get up and go. Patrick Vibbert runs into a defender, and we will have to see. He is thrown back for a loss, and I did not see him hand that football off to anybody. Regardless, they're going to put it down at about the 22. That will bring up a third. We'll call it 13.
And that play, Harry, was just completely blown up by the Tioga defensive line. That is a very feared reputation in this league.
I'll tell you, we are going to be watching this team in the playoffs because they're one fine football team. Patrick Vibbert, big arm, long pass down across midfield, and it is intended there for Trey Larson. Larson dives for it at the 45, can't bring it in. Larson is a junior.
Larson's listed at 6'3", 170 pounds. Good height and weight for a wide receiver, and was running with his man down the sideline and had a real chance at bringing in that one in.
Big target, 9:44, third period of this 34-0 ball game. It's going to be kicked away. and the ball will be gathered in. Fair catch. Immediately down is going to be Ryan Ferguson as he puts that knee to the turf. And it will be first and 10 for the Tigers inside the 45-yard line.
It's all Tigers tonight, Harry. And now Tioga sitting with more fortunate field position for their next drive.
Each of these teams had great hopes for a very good season. Sydney Warriors were hoping to be in there, but all of a sudden playing in the same division as Tioga has dashed some of those hopes a bit. Oh, look out, Jesse Manuel. He will take the handoff. He will pick up about 5 yards as he will get across the 45 up to the 49.
And I counted 3 Sydney defenders that time required to bring Jesse Manuel down at the end of that run.
So this contest is now in the third period. Inside 9 minutes, the ball will be at the 40, whatever we said, 49, and split out to the near side of Miller Schumacher. The ball will be kept on the ground to Brad Chump, and Chump gets a great jump on the competition. He will get the ball across midfield, across the 45, across the 40, and finally be brought down at about the 36-yard line.
Not only does Tioga have the fortunate situation of a fantastic offensive line, but they have 4 good running backs.
And they use 4 good running backs. This time the ball will be kept on the ground as spinning around as Ferguson. I want to say the man had a 2. What was that? Zwerline. Okay. I keep forgetting that Zwerline has number 42 today. He had number 9 jersey last week. He will get down, we'll call it, to the 33-yard line. Ball going to be kept on the ground again, and that would indicate that it's probably going to be Mr. Jump over there. Ball will be brought forward to about the 28, we'll say. It is going to be a 3rd and about 1.
Adam Zwerline, Jesse Manuel, Dylan House, Brad Jump, all very effective running backs throughout the course of this game. It's impossible to lock in on one of them because the second you do, you're getting toasted by another if you're an opposing defense.
Zwerline, a sophomore. Manuel, a sophomore. House, a sophomore. Jump, a junior. In motion this time. It's going to be one of the backfielders, but the ball will be kept on the ground. And it's going to be close, and we'll have to see if they allow the forward progress before the ball carrier was pushed back. The ball carried that time by Jesse Manuel.
On that play, Harry, Jesse Manuel seemed to abandon the hole that he initially was a part of, trying to turn it up on the other way of the field. But when he ran back, he was tackled back there, and it looks like he'll be short of the first down as a result.
Yeah, it's going to be a 4th down and about the length of the football, maybe twice the length of the football. 6.5 minutes here remaining in period number 3. 4th down and very short yardage. Ferguson has everybody clamped in this time. He'll go to Jump. Jump. Another big jump. He'll get down to the 20-yard line.
Jump is standing with his helmet off, a little fired up after that run to give his team a big first down. And because his helmet came off, he's got to come off the field. He doesn't want to.
Yeah. And that is one of the rules this year. If the helmet comes off, then you do have to come out for one play.
20-yard line.
And it got popped off that time. You want to make sure those chin straps are on good and tight.
Yeah, you saw Brad Jump talking with the officials. Said, why do I have to come off the field? Because he may not have been in a situation where he had to learn the new rules just yet.
Keegan Brink coming out of the ball game. It's going to be a reserve going in at the far side. The ball dropping back. Ferguson, he's going to throw. He has a man open, and the ball is going to be batted away by Bryant Gray.
and you could just hear the groans from the crowd because Cathcart was waving for Ferguson to throw the football, waiting in that end zone, and Gray just came back and made up for all that lost ground and broke up the pass.
Brian Gray, a senior, 6 feet tall, just batted that ball away. Now it will be second and 10. The ball still resting just inches high of the 20-yard line. 5-4-3 on the clock, period number three. A man goes in motion. Ferguson continues to call. The ball is coughed up and spitting loose. And finally, dove on by one of the Sydney Warriors. And who is it? Big number 75, Austin Dean.
That ball was intended for a handoff, but it seemed to never really have complete control by Ferguson, so it might have bounced off a player's hip, and as the ball was tumbling, Ferguson tried to scoop it up, but Dean just instinctively just dove on it and got the ball for Sydney.
Yeah, and Dean was the second of the Sydney Warriors who tried to go for it. The first man was not able to gather it in. It squirted away from him, too. And then Austin Dean nailed it down. Oh, and the ball is going to be coughed up very quickly by the Sydney Warriors, but it will be recovered by the Sydney Warriors. It's going to be shunk in there for about a 3-yard loss, maybe a 4-yard loss, as the ball will be spotted down at about the 30.
As the nights progressed, Harry, temperatures have dropped more and more, making things a little more difficult for those center exchanges, those handoffs. Ball's been put on the ground 2 plays in a row now.
We won't say that we have our hands in our pockets and that we're wiggling our toes just to stay warm. The ball on the, we'll call it, 29.5-yard line. Second and about 13. Patrick Vibbert back in control. This time he hangs on to the football, hands it off in there. If I had to give a quick call, I would say that that was Mr. Bissett. But now let's see.
Number 20, Brandon Bissett on the carry.
Brandon Bissett, according to the field announcer.
And it's interesting that Sydney is no longer running the formation that they've had for the entirety of the first half. They're running a much tighter formation. It's technically called a wing T, where their members of the backfield are standing right behind the offensive line, and they have much less wide receivers.
Jordan Constable splits to the near side, but the handoff will go to Bissett again, and he will get to the line of scrimmage. Not much more. It'll bring up a fourth down and still about 9. 34-0 is our score. Tioga leads the Sydney Warriors with 3:50 remaining in period number 3.
On the last play, I was pleased with the class I saw from Keegan Brink. A member of the Warriors offense was having trouble getting up, and Brink helped him up and dusted him off to his feet.
It's going to be a kicking situation. The ball is snapped back to number 12, but a flag will fly. Let's see, number 12, that is going to be Tom Hoskins. He was intending to kick it away, but a flag has been thrown. And they say that it was a flag in error, so Mr. Hoskins will start it all over again. 3:35, long count. Snap goes back to Hoskins. Hoskins kicks it away. It'll bounce once at about the 37. Take a big Sydney bounce, go down inside the 25. Finally, stopping at the 23-yard line, and the Tigers will take over from there.
And Ferguson wanted nothing to do with that short, shallow kick. Judging the way a football could bounce is a difficult task sometimes. So Ferguson elected, you know, we have a 34-0 lead. I think I'll just let that one roll.
I know you and I were talking about it before, and I would recommend it to any of our listeners along the line. If you happen to be a Yankee fan, Mariano Rivera was interviewed by Charlie Rose earlier this week. And if you want to see a terrific interview and get to know the real Mariano Rivera, check that one out, charlierose.com. Ball kept on the ground, And let's see. I'm trying to see
number
who it's not.
Lewis on the
number 11, James Lewis. I'll take somebody else telling me. Lewis is a sophomore. 5'10", 160 pounds. Picks up about 3 yards as he will manage to get that ball up. We'll call it to the 25.
And I'm really happy you showed me the interview, Harry, because his ability to just let Mariano talk and have his real personality show is just something you don't always get that you and I were talking about in the drive here.
Yeah, I enjoy listening to Charlie Rose on an interview because he asks intelligent questions, and then he's a good listener. Ball going to be kept on the ground again. This time it's 42. That is going to be Zwerline. Zwerline, another sophomore, 5'8". Manages to battle a couple more yards as he will get up to about the 27.
Tioga using their precious time to line up. They're still in the huddle, and they are just fine playing the clock run as much as possible. Clock just passed 2 minutes here in the third quarter.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's complaining about that at all. Most of the fans with their hands in their pockets. And the ball going to be kept on the ground again. And let's see, coming up off the ground, is it going to be jump?
Manual.
Oh, that's going to be manual.
Number 7, Jesse Manuel on the carry.
I'll tell you, you're not going to hear me complain about that clock.
No.
It is cold tonight.
Number 55, yeah. Ties the ball on the tackle.
It's one of those things. It's not cold enough yet, maybe overnight, to have that killing frost. But I'll tell you, it is dampening the spirits. It's just chilling everybody down today. Kicking situation. The ball got to be kicked away. And it is going to be kicked by big number 65. That is going to be Carter Jackson. And the ball is going to be allowed to roll. And it's finally touched down to 25. Let's see. Who manages to get in on that one? Yeah, I don't see anybody in there. So,
Shunk was on return for Sydney, and he elected to let that ball roll.
Not horrible field position at the 25. 1 minute and 9 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Sydney's hurry-up mentality has taken a turn to a much different approach later in this one, with a score of 34-0 in the favor of Tioga.
We have the smaller bleacher stands across the way for the visiting team. And let me tell you, the brave and the whatever came here tonight, the very devoted. The ball is going to be coughed up. And it looks to me like it is going to be Carter Jackson who comes in and falls on it. But there is a bit of discussion, and we'll have to see who the officials award it to.
I would assume that'd be Tioga football. It seemed to be a fumble all the way.
Well,
I guess not.
No, I think they're going to say it was Sydney, but I didn't see what happened. Somebody, I think, scooped it back, whatever. Ball going to be kept on the ground again by the Sydney Warriors. And up off the bottom of the pile, it's going to be Chase. So Mike Chase comes up and gets back a yard. May have lost the yard, actually. Going to bring up a third, about 11. As here we go.
Third down and 11.
Coming down to the end of period number 3. The Sydney Warriors come out of the huddle, but I don't even think they're going to try to snap the ball. So here we have 3 complete quarters of this ball game. The Tioga Tigers are leading the Sydney Warriors. 34-0 is our score, and you're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, service, and rentals, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Bit of a baseball update for you fans listening to WCDO. It is scoreless at the end of the first. Cardinals and Dodgers are playing game six of an exciting series. The Dodgers, St. Louis is up 3-2 in the series. Dodgers forcing a game six and an exciting game five last week, and the other night. And it will be interesting to see how that series plays out, Harry.
I'll tell you, it's just so enjoyable to watch October Madness. Ball going to be the Sydney Warriors. It's going to be a short gain on a third and about 11. Looking across the way and seeing who's getting up off the bottom of the pile, and I don't even...
Number 20, Brandon Bissett.
Okay, they say Bissett. I'm assuming that our field nurse... So we're not in the press box. We are located just to the right of the press box in the top row of the bleachers. That is one thing. They have a beautiful field surrounded by an all-weather track, but they have a rather small press box, and it is crowded. Ball going to be kicked away by the Warriors. They're going to let it roll so it gets down inside the 25-yard line to about the 24, and finally it will be touched down there, and the Tigers will take over. I noticed that you've got a knit cap on tonight underneath a hooded sweatshirt. So are we chilly tonight?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that at this point. You know, in my younger days, I might be the tough guy and say, you know, I'm not so cold, but, you know, it's just, I'm cold.
I'm one of these guys who was tough sort of to the end, but even I put on long pants tonight. So
I saw that, and I was like, I hope I brought enough to stay warm. My hair's not wearing shorts tonight. Jeez.
Well, I knew that we were going to be outdoors. If we were inside, I might have worn these shorts. Okay, here we go. It is going to be Mr. Ferguson going at it again. And I say that, and he is not in there. The ball will be handed off, let's see, to number 42. That is going to be Swerline. So who have we got? Number 23, Sam Burns, who is now in there doing the quarterbacking for the Tigers.
Substitutions coming in late for the Tigers. Harry, I've just loved the environment here in Tioga tonight. Seeing all these fans come out for senior night, the Tigers come out and control this game. It's just, I love what I've seen from the fans and the environment in Tioga.
Sam Burns, still in there at quarterback. He's going to hand the ball off going in to number 22. That is Matt Jump. So two juniors in the backfield. Matt Jump, 6'2", 175. He will manage to get the first down. As he advances the ball out to about the 37-yard line.
And over on the sidelines, we have Ferguson and Manuel taking a nice knee after a well-deserved rest throughout the game, having a nice conversation between friends.
Let them chat. So here we go, on the field again. The ball is going to be handed off, and there it is, Whirline one more time. And the junior gets almost back to the line of scrimmage, but they will say it's going to be second and about 11. So 9 minutes and 25 seconds remaining in this game. Running in are both Sam Burns, the quarterback, and Matt Jump, the running back, bringing the play in from the sideline. So here we go, long count. Burns taking his time. Now he'll spin around and put the ball into the hands of one running back who you can tell by the power is going to be Mr. Brad Jump. Jump up to midfield, so he'll get about 14, possibly 15 yards, and he'll get the first down for the Tioga Tigers as our clock keeps running, and we're at 8:45.
I thought that play ended three or four times before it actually did. Brad Jump refused to go down and refused to let that run in.
Well, I'll tell you, when you saw him going, you just knew that it was Mr. Jump in there. Now, the ball will be down to Zwerline again. Zwerline is still on his feet, and Zwerline, testing the left side of the line, will pick up 11, possibly 12, getting down inside the 4th to the 39-yard line.
And this is interesting to see that several other players that have come in to fulfill their role late in the game are still able to move the ball. Quite a team they have here in Tioga.
So Sam Burns, now up under center, looks left and right, long count, now drops back, goes to number 22. That is Matt Jump. And this time, Matt Jump tests the right side of the line and gets no running room.
Yeah, not a lot of room to run there by Jump. He just kind of sidestepped and stuttered to try and get to the outside, but just not enough space to do so with a tough city defensive line on that side.
So we saw the big full moon. Low on the horizon earlier. Now it's up pretty much above it. Burns going to go in there to, let's see, that's going to be number 7?
Number 8.
Jeff
Lynch was the one who received the handoff, and it was Tanner Schunk who forced him out of bounds.
So number 1, Jeff Lynch, a senior, 5'9", 171 pounds. He is one of many reserves who have been put in, and he continues to run.
At the 24-yard line.
So it will be 1st and 10. The ball spotted down inside the 25 at the 24. Burns turns around and says something to his backfield. Now he will hand off to Aaron Brentnell, another senior. So here on senior night, a couple of reserve seniors getting some playing time. Brentnell, 5'8", 140 pounds. Not the heaviest guy on the team at all.
And he had the unfortunate result of meeting Austin Dean on that side of the field.
Now, why is that unfortunate?
I think Dean, we know enough about Dean at this point.
Big and strong. Ball going to be handed off in there again to Matt Jump. And Jump, not going to find a hole at all, will be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. And they will put the ball down right on the chalk mark at the 25. 5:55 remaining in this ballgame.
Just been so impressed with Tioga. I haven't had a chance to see them until last week.
So Jump will whirl around and hand the ball off to the first man through. That is going to be Zwerline. Zwerline finds just a squidge in a running room, picks up about 4, possibly 5 yards.
On the carry, number
I remember being impressed by Sydney and Harpersville, some teams we happened to see earlier in the season, and seeing them go up against a team like Tioga, and Tioga have been able to have this much success. Really eye-opening to me.
Yeah. And it's interesting because you see your local people that you see week after week and you enjoy them. And when somebody goes in and knocks off, oh, look at this. Here we go. This is going to be Tanner Folk. He is going to be brought in and it's going to be a little bit low. He was kicking from about the 30-yard line, but he didn't have the height that he wanted that time, and that one was on the money, but it was just under the crossbar.
I think Folk had to rush that kick a little sooner than he would have liked. It was a great push up front from the Sydney defensive line, and a good rush off the edge to try and block the kick.
we mentioned, I was saying here just a moment ago, that it's one of those things when you see these guys time and time again, week after week, going up against the Delhis and the Waltons and even the Shenango Forks, although we haven't seen Forks this year. But all of a sudden, to start, now that they have reconfigured some of the divisions so that we get Tioga coming in, Candor coming in. Candor's not a powerhouse this season, but a couple of these teams from out in what I say the West, now we begin to see new football, new ways of doing things, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's all going to be kept on the ground as it is going to be carried in there by number 8. That is going to be Shunk, I believe. Tanner Shunk, the junior, gets the ball out for about a 5-yard gain. Ball spotted down at the 25-yard line. 4:14 remaining in the game.
This fourth quarter is just sweeping by.
That it is. Ball going to be carried by Bassett. Bassett gets to the 30. So Brandon Bassett powers his way. Now they're going to say it about the 30 and a half yard line.
Bassett on the carry. Number 77, Darren Bowe, trips him up at the line. First down, Warriors.
Third. Oh, now they're going to say first down. So it'll bring up a first and ball spotted at the 31. 3:40 showing on the clock. Here in period number 4. Ball got to be carried again in there by, I'll say Bassett. Come on, make sure I see it right.
You did that time.
That's correct. Bassett coming in very quickly. I believe that was Keegan Jensen who came in on the line that time. He had to hurry. Now Keegan Jensen, number 66, is coming off. We had a coach who realized he only had about 10 men on the field.
Trying to get all his reserves in there. It's tough to realize who's all in.
Yep, and the ball will be kept on the ground. And let's see, coming up off the bottom of the pile.
Mike Chase.
Is it Chase that time? Glad your eyes could spot it. Mine couldn't. It's going to be up and good for the first down as he will get across the 50 to the 48-yard line. And we hit the 3-minute mark. For those of you who are joining us late, 34-0 is the score. The Tioga Tigers leading the Sydney Warriors here at Tioga this evening. Ball actually tossed in the air to Brandon Bassett, who picks up about 15 as he hurdles his way down across the 35-yard line. Let's see, they were moving back to about the 33.
Harry, to me, one of the most admirable things about sports is seeing players with heart despite the situation. Brandon Bassett right now is doing whatever he can to try and break the shutout when his team is down 34-0, still running hard in this one.
Ooh, and this time the ball is popped up as the intended man to receive that ball was going to be Tanner Shuck. And the ball, the time before, I thought it was tossed up to the running back. I thought, you know, not a clean handoff, in your gut handoff. It was sort of grabbed out of the air. That time, Shuck was not able to pull it down, and the ball is going to be placed down at the 35-yard line. And the Tioga Tigers will call timeout. So we've got a pause in the action. You're listening to Football on a Friday Night on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Anthony and Harry here for WCDO. late game action between the Tioga Tigers and the Sydney Warriors here. Sorry, brain fart there. Late in this one, I think my brain's starting to get a little numb
freezing
from the cold.
Got a quick 5-yard penalty against Tioga. So now the Tigers going to have a broken play and even more trouble for them.
That ball came loose on the exchange, and Sydney was able to dive on that loose ball. That was number 56, Raven Severino, 5'8", 185-pound junior, who recovered the ball.
So 2:08 showing on the clock, and the Warriors take over an excellent field position at about the 31-yard line. They trail in this ball game 34-0.
And the Sydney Warriors are going to do whatever they can to get some points before they call this one a game. A lot of pride at stake for the Sydney Warriors.
Nothing wrong with that. The ball will be kept on the ground. Still running with it. Picking up the first down. Is that going to be Mr. Chase? No, that is going to be Mr. Bissett. So Brandon Bissett continues to crunch his way forward and picks up yardage. It's first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors down at the 19-yard line.
Number 20, Brandon Bissett on that last
Brandon Bissett minute. Is continuing to run hard in the ending of this game and doing whatever he can to put his offense in a position to score.
So the ball will be kept on the ground again. Bissett's going to be hurled down, but close to the first down territory at the 10. And it's going to be a couple of Tioga Tigers who stop him after a pickup of about 9. 1-2-3 showing on the clock as the clock continues to run.
A testament of will now for both teams.
Second and 1. The ball going to be handed off again, and it's going to be Bissett again. Shuck this time. So Tanner Shuck goes on in, and with that, it is a 34-6 contest. No flags on the field. And Tanner Shuck manages to come to the right side and prance on in.
Good run that time by Shuck. Bissett was having some success on the left side of the field. And then on the right time, Shunk was able to sneak by and explode for that touchdown. And I said earlier, Harry, a testament of will, and that's because Tioga wants a shutout, and Sydney certainly does not at this point in the game,
yeah.
Individual situation.
So now, 54 points have been scored against the Tigers all season long. Now it's going to be Bissett carrying it in for the two-point conversion. So now, let's see, what was it, 48, and now 56 points have been scored against the Tigers all season long. Well, 1:03 showing on the clock. Bissett's been impressive tonight, doing a good job. I like that a whole lot.
I agree with you, Harry. I'm a fan of the way he runs the football. I'm a fan of how he's very north to south, doesn't really stutter too much, just runs as hard as he can.
What's going on up at the college this week? Yeah, I know you're on break right now and not necessarily there, but there are still activities going on.
Yeah, they got that guitar festival going on in the Fine Arts Building. It's going to be interesting.
Classical guitars.
Yeah, it's recitals by members of the Classical Guitar Society of Upstate New York.
They have a couple of important... it's interesting because Paul Odette plays a lute, and he is going to be coming in and giving the featured presentation tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, in the Fine Arts Building.
I'll tell you something, I don't know what the heck a lute is.
It's like a guitar, but it's a slightly different shape.
Okay.
Yep. Different tone. Ball going to be on the ground, down to Jeff Lynch, and Lynch will pick it up down at about the 25, and he comes upfield across the 30, across the 40, and with that, the Tigers will take over at about the 43. For those of you who happen to be into classical guitar, a dad is a professor at the Eastman School of Music. Coming up on Sunday, it's going to be a concert by Pablo Cohen. That one will be down at the Universalist Church at 1 p.m. So things happening around our area again. The ball got to be kept on the ground. And I do believe that it is Mr. Lynch, although he may not be the ball carrier. Nope, it's going to be number 21 carrying the ball.
Number 21.
That's Anthony Obregon, another reserve senior. Obregon, 6'1", 170 pounds. And we're down to 15, 14. And with that, they may not even try to get off another play.
A nice roar from the crowd as they're chanting for their heroes. It was senior night here in Tioga, and the Tigers came to play all night.
Well, and not only that, but they come through now staying unbeaten in league play. And as a result, that guarantees them a playoff position. So you have got your things together, so I will get myself ready to go. And we will come back with the final scoring recap and set the stage for getting on out of here. You're listening to football on a Friday night on your station for sports, WCDO.
When it comes to your home, doing more for less counts. And at NBT Bank, that counts to us. Now make more of what's yours with a new home equity line of credit with a 3-month introductory rate of 0% APR and no closing costs. When it comes to making the most of your home, you can count on us. Stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 500501.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $2.99 and recliners from only $1.99 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for less.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Before we wrap up tonight's broadcast, I want to make sure we recognize several very important people. First, we want to thank our sponsors who support the area sports teams and keep these sportscasts on the air. Next are the office and sales folks here at WCDO who do all behind-the-scenes things to make sure these broadcasts are possible. And finally, Harry, I want to thank Joe Gardner back at the studio, who makes sure we get all the commercials played in the right order and who maintains the WCDO website. Without Joe's fine work, these games wouldn't be added to any of our archives.
So we end up with a 34-8 final score. And the fans are finally making their way to the exit. By the time we break down the equipment here, Mr. Anthony, it's probably going to be clear sailing out of the parking lot tonight. That is one of those things that happens. All the scoring pretty much in the first half.
Yeah, it was a very eventful first half for the Tioga Tigers, and it was the Jesse Manuel show, I should say. Three touchdowns to start the game, all Manuel runs, one from 8 yards, one from 54 yards, another from 18 yards, and then Brad Jump added to the score with a pick six to make it 27-0. three out of four were PATs from Tanner Folk.
And we saw such good play from them last week, and they're just continued on this week.
And in the second half, Brad jumped off, lack of a better word, jumped off with a 58-yard touchdown run with 10:40 remaining in the third quarter. PAT was good. And then that kept it 34-0 for a long time, but with a minute and three left, Tanner Shunk got into the end zone for Sydney, an 11-yard touchdown run, and then with a two-point PAT by Bissett, 34-8 is our final score.
I did not mean to step on your lines there, my friend.
Oh, no problem here.
Our post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. We saw a magnificent scoring machine last week in Jesse Manuel. He was a scoring machine again today. I was impressed with him, but there were other players I was equally impressed with offensively today.
And to me, Harry, as a high school player, it's very difficult to watch your team lose, and it's difficult to have your attitude in the right place and still be able to play hard. But what I saw from slot back Brandon Bissett on the Sydney Warriors at the end, especially at the last drive, where he was just running hard, 8 yards, running hard, 12 yards. To me, he gets Offensive Player of the Week despite tonight's score.
And I have absolutely no disagreement with that. Our post-game show is also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet. 4 locations to serve you. If you're in Delaware County, it's in Margaretville. In Chenango County, North Norwich, or go up the road to Oneonta, or the closest location to the Tri-Town area is in Unadilla. Today's dynamic defensive winner, Mr. Beers.
I decided to give it to Adams Werlein, linebacker on the Tioga Tigers. Werlein has a role on offense as coming in as a back for the second half, typically for the Tioga Tigers, but he started the entire game on defense and was able to grab an interception for himself in tonight's game and was able to fill a lot of hard gaps tonight for a win for Tioga.
Okay, and finally, the offensive, the all-purpose award is being awarded by ACCO Brands in Sydney, supporting youth activities in the communities of the Tri-Town area and happy to be part of high school sports on radio station WCDO. ACCO Brands, proud to be a local employer. The All-Purpose Award.
Well, Harry, often in sports, offensive linemen don't get the proper recognition for lead blocking and giving the backs the proper respect that they get all night on running room. And tonight I'm going to give a little justice to Dylan Babcock, who plays O-line, D-line, plays defensive end for on defense and tackle on offense. Babcock is a big part of the excellent blocking throughout the game that we saw from all the running backs, giving them room. And on defense, his pass rush against Vibbert was phenomenal. Vibbert got hit quite a bit tonight, and it was because of pass rush from the defensive ends, especially Dylan Babcock.
So again, our final score happens to be 34-8 on a chilly evening here in Tioga Center. Tomorrow, do the late fall chores that you want to do. We will not have a football game for you because all of the local teams around the area are playing tonight. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Anthony Beers.
And we look forward to you joining us next week, because we will be announcing those Week 8 games coming up a little bit later on, and we will let you know as soon as we know them. But whatever you do, make sure that you're in the stands if you can be, because that's the very best place to enjoy any football game. In the meantime, stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDL. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. Again, from Tioga Central School, good evening, everybody.